This car is not from the motor pool.
No, it's not.
Sexy though, isn't it?
So where's the office back at Division?
In the office, baby.
Finally still on his feet, stumbling forward to the 30, to the 40, to midfield, 45, 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, oh my goodness, what a run!
Better than most. How about him? That was better than most. Better than most!
What's going on, sports family, and welcome to another edition of Roll Call, presented by The Unit. I am your host, Viper. I got Sandman in the building with me tonight from Salina, Kansas. What's going on, Sandman?
What's going on, man? You know it's all good down here, just chilling. We fresh off of that draft, so you know that's the hype right now in The Unit. We'd like to thank all those people who donated, because it's all about the bags now.
It's all about the bags.
All about the bags.
Hollywood, Dallas, Texas. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't have much to say. I just thought there were a few odd picks today. You know, I am going to start with the TB12 going second on Sandman's team behind old man Philip Rivers. That was a little odd. Tom's probably not going to be happy about that.
It's a little odd. It's a little odd there, Hollywood. I sure would have loved to be in the war room for that pick.
Yeah, but the other odd was yours picking of Antonio Brown. And we got your recorder saying you weren't going to pick him last week.
Hey, man, his feet are good, man. He's ready to rock and roll, man.
I don't know if his feet are good.
Hey, cut out that skin.
Hard knocks.
I'm on Amazon right now looking for me a Raiders hat. Let's go. Stinger, Omaha, Nebraska. What you got for me, sir?
Oh, man, you know, hey, man, I'm on that same boat, man. It's the talk of the night, man, that draft. So I got my grade in my email. Got a B-. I got a solid team. So, yeah, I'm ready. We're going to see. We're going to see. Week one right around the corner.
Hey.
Hollywood got to be.
Roll call listeners, please be advised. We will be giving fantasy football updates weekly. Weekly. So. It was a good time, man. It was a good time. It was fun interacting with the listeners, man. And that's what we really want to do. That's what this show is all about, interacting with y'all and talking about the stuff y'all want to hear about too, right? So keep that in mind, man, as we move forward. Couple of housekeeping items, man. Quick shout out to Les Myers, man. Guy's one of our newer listeners, man. Been listening to all the shows, catching up. He's texting me. He's hitting me on Instagram, all the funny stuff. So appreciate you for listening, Les. Appreciate the support, man. This guy's screenshotting stuff in his Snapchat and sharing stuff on his Instagram, man. We appreciate the support. Appreciate the support. And then I got another housekeeping item. My other fantasy football league is not too happy with me right now. So we had an online draft because a draft party fell through, and Brian Noble is not happy with me. He basically called me an inept commissioner. But I'm okay with an online draft. Like that's the world we live in now. I'm okay with it.
Nobody got time to be meeting up, man. Everything is mobile.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, people got shit to do, man.
We don't have to do that now.
Huh. Yeah, so that's what The Unit thinks about that, Brian Noble.
Yep.
Anyway, well, let's get to the show, man. Top of the list, my boy, my dog, Antonio Brown, filed his second grievance with the NFL over his helmet. He lost that one, too. The guy's just going to go back to practice, man. It's time to go to work, Antonio. We got you on the squad. It's time to get to work.
I hope he files another grievance just because. he now has a couple companies saying they're gonna make him one, a special one. He was complaining about it hurting his head in Hard Knocks the other day, so.
Yeah, you know he's gonna make money out of this deal. You realize that he's gonna get an endorsement deal out of this. Those manufacturers want to do a custom helmet for him, and he's gonna get an endorsement deal out of this. Excellent. Out of being an ass, just get a helmet, man. It's fucking football. I mean,
you gotta wear something, man. You gotta wear something. Hey, so did you see the tweet that he shouted out to Ben Roethlisberger? So apparently Ben Roethlisberger did like this interview, and he was talking about, hey, I hope Antonio Brown, you know, I wish him the best. AB tweets out, never friends, had to get my ends. Shut up already.
He can play for me. He can play for me.
The only thing missing from that tweet is a mic drop, bro. That's it. Never friends, had to get my ends.
I like this little saying. That's good. Shoot. And it was about the bread. You know what I'm saying? So that's it.
And then Ben in the story, you know, because he was interviewed by Michelle Tafoya, and Ben was acting like, well, you know, I tried to reach out to him and I tried to do this, but, you know, he wasn't receptive and that sort of thing, man. Like, whatever, man.
Yeah, always trying to pay him like the bad guy.
Yeah, you know, AB deleted all his tweets with his picture with Ben in them.
I didn't know that. Hey,
yeah, they were talking about it. They said he had to do the cover up now.
Hey, that's what you do when you break up with your girlfriend, man. It's a wrap.
And if you ever watch Undisputed with Shannon Sharpe, you know that he compares everything to like relationships and girlfriends. Yeah. He said, look, they both just don't like each other now, so they gonna talk. I never really loved you anyway.
Hey, AB gonna miss Big Ben. Real talk though, man.
He gonna miss him, but he ain't gonna miss him that much.
He's putting a lot of faith into Derek Carr, the cat that was crying on the football field. So I mean, Derek Carr a little soft, man. So,
but then Derek Carr didn't he break his like tibia or fibula?
He did. Okay, he did. Man. I think it was it was a whole lot of nothing, but. I don't know if he could take that heat from AB.
Wait a minute, can we walk that back for a minute? Hey, breaking your tibia—that's not a whole lot of nothing.
That's a serious injury. This is coming from the guy with no ankles, bro.
No, man. I was talking about Derek Carr, man. They was talking about him crying, man. They was talking about him crying too. No, not about the injury. No.
Okay. So, anyway, speaking of tears and sadness and. Utter disappointment. Yeah. I mean, the Boo Birds were out in Indianapolis as the news that Andrew Luck was officially retiring from the NFL broke as he was on the sideline in a t-shirt during a game. What are your thoughts on this? How do you feel about this guy? How do you feel about the timing of it? Is it not the most bizarre retirement you've ever heard of? In all the sports.
And I'll go first. I mean.
I'll go first.
This dude, man, he's a smart guy. He's a good quarterback. You know what I'm saying? He never really got a chance to, like, you know, develop, I guess. But the timing. I mean, we 1 week away from opening night. You know what I'm saying? Come on now, man.
Yeah.
You owe that franchise better than that.
Yeah. Because most cats that retire, man, they retire during camp or right before camp because they don't want to go through camp. He's been through camp. They get ready to play games, man. This cat. I mean, the timing was a little bit suspect. But, I mean, to me, at the end of the day, man, he can do what he want to do. I mean, fans was upset. I get that. You know, he was a quarterback. The one thing about Andrew Luck that I think is, you know, he was a great quarterback or elite quarterback, I would say. But he never had, you know, he never had that moment. You know, he never had that moment you're going to look back on and remember Andrew Luck for, you know, driving down the field and winning the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter or anything like that. So I think he's leaving a lot on the table, man. I think he had a lot left in the tank. But.
I think. And it's kind of funny because I'm like, man, should Adam Schefter held on to that story and waited? Or was he doing his job, right, to release it? But I think I do have a problem with the timing because it's like it tells you it's a last-minute decision. Because this decision like that, he hasn't been thinking about that all year or all offseason. That just happened in the last week or two. And I think it might be because he hurt his ankle, and people think his ankle might be worse than it is. And I get it. It's wearing him out. He's a really smart guy. But I think if you're going to retire, you're going to retire before OTAs and before before training. You know what I mean? Before training camp starts.
Right.
So I think it puts the organization in a bad place. But I get it. A lot of guys are retiring early, man. You know, they talked about Jim Brown retired at 29. He's retiring at 29. Calvin Johnson retired, you know. But I honestly think he'll come back. But that's my honest opinion. I think he'll sit out a year and he'll come back.
Right. Yeah. Well, and they let him keep the money, right? They let him keep the signing bonus this year.
Yeah, they could have got half of it. It was a $24 million signing bonus, I think, that he got to keep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And 12 of it, they could have got back, but they didn't.
I mean, a league that will cut anyone for anything. I mean, if they're going to let him have that money, then they have good reason, right? They're hoping that, hey, this is just like a 2 or 3 week deal. He's going to rethink this and, you know, maybe have a different outcome, you know, in a few weeks or maybe even after the season. I don't know. It's just a really strange situation. I can't remember this ever happening before.
No. Yeah, it's pretty weird. Pretty weird.
What do you think about the fans booing him, man?
Man, that's messed up. I think that's messed up. I think it's just the heat of the moment. Fans are pissed off. Because you got to realize, man, like, these cats are smarter. I don't know who sent the text about who's the cat that Troy Aikman lit up.
Gottlieb, man.
You know what I mean? He made a comment about millennials, right? Part of what he's saying is true and part of it's not. Millennials are smart enough to know that if I play this game till I'm 35, 40 years old, I may not live past 50. Right. So I think they're smarter. I don't think it makes them millennials. I think it makes them smarter to realize there is life after football. After you retire from athletics, man, or professional sports, you've only lived probably half your life.
Right.
So. Right. Right.
And you can't tell me this wasn't a difficult decision for this dude. Like, think about it. This dude, he's a smart dude. Like, he's Stanford educated. You know, grew up in a football household, man. You know, so to walk away from this. Dad played quarterback. Yeah, you know, so to walk away from this, I believe it was a difficult decision. But they said his wife, they're getting ready to have a kid pretty quick here.
Yep.
So I think that was part of it. You know, I think he just reprioritized things, man. They said he's made $100 million in his career. I think he's walking away pretty well set.
He got the bags.
I agree. Hey, that's what I tell people. It's all about quality of life.
Right.
What kind of quality of life you want to have? So maybe he wants to have a little bit better one than, you know. So I'm not upset with him. I think it was kind of messed up that the fans booed. But then again, he kind of brought that on himself with the timing.
The timing was not right.
So.
Right. 53-33 the Colts were with him at quarterback. He threw for 23,000 yards, had 171 touchdowns and 83 interceptions. That's way better than Dak.
I believe I heard them say he might be fifth on the list for touchdowns or something like that. I could be wrong, but I thought I heard
like active quarterbacks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see
either,
that.
Either
I could see that.
Active or not. I'll look that up while we're chatting. But yeah. Dude, he's
won
the slouch either. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely had a Hall of Fame trajectory on his career.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Man,
without a
doubt.
Yeah. I wish him the best of luck, man. I feel bad that they booed him. I want to boo this next guy, your boy. Jigga, Jay-Z, Sean S. Carter, whatever you want to call him. I love this guy as an artist, man. Let me say that first before I go into this. But again, it's like stay in your lane. Work on your craft, right? Work on your craft. Don't do a Steve Harvey, right? Work on your craft. Stay in your lane. You know what I'm saying? This guy, I'm going to throw this over to you guys. I got a couple of notes I want to talk about, but I'm going to throw this over to y'all. What are your thoughts? Stinger kind of touched on it last week, you know, in his closing shots, but this thing just seems to start. It just keeps developing, right? It's like, it keeps growing, right? It started out as social injustice. Mm-hmm. Now they're talking about him being a majority owner of a team. What are your thoughts? What's your take on this? What's the angle? What's the NFL trying to do here?
I guess I'll jump right in here.
Not everybody at once.
Yeah. I'm going to be patient, I guess, for me. That's how I look at it. When you look at what he's done in the past and things he said in the past – it does feel like now he's flipped over. He's like, hey, I can get some bags out of this. So let me sacrifice everything I'm
It feels I like he flipped
for.
Over.
Okay. And he flipped over. But what I'm saying is I'm waiting. I'm going to give it some time, right? Because I could be wrong, but I almost feel like there might be a long game here, right? Here's the thing. I said you can't play the game at all if they don't put you in.
Yeah.
You got to at least be in the game. Maybe we don't like the way he got in the game because of what he said and what he's thought in the past, but we don't know how much influence he has. He might have more influence than we think. So yeah. I'm just going to wait and see. I'm not going to pass judgment.
My thought is it's always been, you know, this is Jay-Z. Think about this. So it's always been about the bag for him. You know, at the end of the day, it's always about the bag. That's his end game. Yeah, I think the trouble I have with this whole deal is there's nothing, you know, concrete. So if you're signing this agreement, this partnership, I feel like some of that legwork should be done so you could roll this program out and say, hey, we're going to do this, 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 and this. It was very vague, you know, very generic. You know, I think the owners got off by like saying, well, hey, we're just going to put Jay-Z out there and we're going to get instant credibility because it's Jay-Z and everybody likes him. He's from the culture. You know what I mean? So I think they're going to use Jay-Z as a tool. They're weaponizing him already. You can see that now. Take, you know, for instance, your cat down in Miami. They got the head coach, you know, playing. What do you play? 8 Jay-Z songs back to back at the beginning of practice.
Yeah, for Kenny Stills.
Yeah, for Kenny Stills, man. I'm like, come on, man. Like, this ain't cool. I think this is going to turn into something messy before we see something positive out of it.
Yeah, but I think we all know that Jay-Z's smart enough to know. Like, if we're sitting here saying they're playing him or they're using him, I think he knows that.
That's what I was
hoping. Hold on a second.
He already knows the game.
Let's be clear. Jay-Z doesn't have a high school diploma, okay? So we shouldn't talk about how smart Jay-Z is. Now, I know he's done some business deals in the past, but he's had several business deals that are not good. So I love his lyric. I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. It sounds fly on a record. Again, I love Jay-Z as an artist, but he's not a businessman.
Right.
He's at the big boy table right now, right? Like, if Jerry Jones woke up with Jay-Z's money, he'd slit his wrist, okay? So I just don't understand why we are qualifying this person who doesn't have a high school diploma, who doesn't understand how these things are working, right? Why do we qualify him and put him in a space for social justice, right? What research has he done on social justice in other cultures and other countries? Like, what does he know about social justice in general outside of his own personal experience, right? So we have to stop doing this where we qualify this person to be the spokesperson for a group of people, and he's somehow our representative, right? Well, and then it's like, well, what's the long game? Or what's going to happen? Well, are we going to get an update? Because the guy literally had nothing on his agenda. I have friends who are directors of diversity and inclusion programs. They can spit off their agenda like that, right?
Yeah.
This guy had no agenda. Yeah. He stumbled over questions. He didn't have answers. You know, and again, Charlemagne the God. Oh my God! Like these two guys are discussing social justice. Certainly, around the world, there is someone else who is much brighter and much more versed in social justice than Charlemagne the God and Jay-Z.
So, well, there's a lot you threw out there. I'm gonna try to catch some of it.
Oh no, that ain't nothing. I got more notes over here. So you go.
So
ahead.
No, here's my thing. First of all, I don't agree with the stance of this guy doesn't have a high school. This guy doesn't have a high school degree. So why would we listen to him? There are several billionaires without degrees. Okay, Bill Gates doesn't have a college degree. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have a college degree. I'm just saying, there's a lot.
And they make a product or provide a service. Jay-Z right. provides a service.
No, Jay-Z makes a artist. Product.
Stay in your
no,
lane.
Jay-Z makes a product. Anybody that tells you that you make albums, you have to market, you have to sell. You're now just not an artist. You're actually a marketer. You're a salesman. You have to do that.
I think the guy makes, I think he's made several deals, right? He got involved with the Brooklyn Nets, right? That's a deal. He obviously got in with the NFL. Other people couldn't do it. That's a deal. I mean, sure, he's going to have bad deals, but so does our president. You know what I'm saying?
But how does it look once you told everybody not to mess with them and now you in the front running?
He not messing with him. You dating him.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Let's call it what it is. I mean, that's my only thing. You know what I'm saying? Like Jay-Z, he has a lot of money. But there's other artists out there. There's other artists out there that jump behind him on that don't have as much money as he has. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean.
And keep in mind this deal that they're working on, the artists that perform for the halftime show that his company is, you know, doing the advertising and marketing for, right? The artists don't even get paid, right? And then now they're going to sign up a deal with the NFL, and now the NFL gets pieces of their ticket sales on their concerts that they go to after they've done the halftime show.
That's called business. Fortunately, right? So they're signing the deal.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. So why are we talking about social justice then?
Well, that's not fair, because I think people will argue all the time. LeBron's not a social justice a leader. He's a basketball player. You're starting to sound like the people that say, hey, just dribble the ball and shut up. It's like you're telling Jay-Z, hey, just rap and shut up. Like,
no,
I don't think that's
don't,
fair.
No, don't try to. This is not the because same thing.
It is the exact same thing. Not. How is it not the same thing? It's the same thing. You're telling me Jay-Z can't be for social justice because he just needs to stay in his lane.
No. Let me be clear. I'm okay with Jay-Z being for social justice. I'm not okay with him being the face for social justice while working on backroom deals to be a majority owner in the NFL.
Who says he's the face of social justice? No one said that but you.
For the NFL, he is.
Says who?
It's just like what last year when Kareem Hunt went through his whole deal. Then the NFL, like, you know, you had Kareem Hunt, you had Tyreek Hill, all these things. So then the NFL launches a, you know, domestic violence initiative, right? And they roll out all this stuff about how they, you know, they got like the NFL is just, the NFL is doing what the NFL does, right?
Correct.
And Jay-Z is playing right along with that.
See, I don't think any of us can say that because we don't know what his intentions are.
Well, that's the problem with me. Like, a deal that big and knowing this is there should be an agenda. There should be, he's got a large enough platform. These are two large, well, the NFL is a large organization and Jay-Z's program or Jay-Z's, you know, organization is a large organization. Like, there should be a strategy going into this, and there's not.
I will say this. There's not. Most people who do business and are smart, they surround themselves with smart people. He's right. Just the face of the business, right? So he's out there. Like look at his sports agency business. It's blown up. It's excellent. So was this
just a poor rollout then? I mean,
it was a poor rollout. I don't know. It could have been. Yeah, I don't know. Man. I'm just saying. Yeah. I think it's a little too soon to be like, I'm out on Jay-Z. I don't like this. I think you got to wait. Everybody always wants to jump the gun. Monday morning quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'll be interested, and I'll be watching closely. So anyway. Zeke is back from Cabo now.
He's in Dallas.
Oh, he is in Dallas?
No, wait, hold on a second. He's in Texas.
He's in Texas.
Well, hold on. He's in Texas, but Texas is a big state.
It is big.
Houston, real big.
He can be anywhere.
Dallas.
El Paso.
El Paso is like a whole different country, right? Like, it's big, dog.
Amarillo. So, I mean, you got a ball.
Does anybody have a location on him? He took his toes out the sand, but where is he at?
He's back in his hot-ass weather in Texas.
He might be in Galveston Beach, man. He might still mess around in the sand.
Different kind of beach. Jerry can get to him there. Jerry hit that helicopter and he run down there. I think part of their whole game has been to keep him out of these preseason games anyway. I think they'll get the deal done. I even think they'll get it done before week one.
I am calling total bullshit on that.
I am.
Just read an article today. His agent said, hey, we offered them what we want. No one said a word. That's where we're at. No one said right. They not giving. They don't want to give it to him. He said, "This is what I want." You ain't even negotiating. You're not even.
They are negotiating.
Trying to get closer.
No, they offered Zeke the amount in between Todd Gurley and Le'Veon Bell's contract, and they said that's not what they want. He wants to be the number one paid running back in the
maxed
league.
Out.
So what he asked for isn't necessarily what they offered. But they offered him, he'd be the second highest paid. He wants to be the first, which I'm okay with. Dude's got more. I heard something about somebody say today. This cat's got, he had 50 more carries than everybody last year, and he played three less games.
Yeah, damn. They use him a lot, man.
They well, kill him, bro.
When you got Dak as your quarterback, man, you got to do everything you can to try to win a ball game.
What you got against Dak, man? What you got
you murdering Dak tonight.
So, yeah, I mean, when you look at it that way, Jerry might be doing the right thing, man. Like, you overworked. I mean, he's a running back. The running back in the NFL is a commodity. Yes. So, you know, they overworked these guys. 50 more carries in the next than anybody else? I mean.
But he missed games,
come on,
bro.
Man.
That's a
no,
lot.
He
and three
missed
less games. Like, that's crazy.
That's absurd. Like,
man, they're going to run this dude into the ground. And he's gonna you know, he's gonna lose a step and then he's gonna be done. And they're like, we're not signing him up for all this money.
That's
I mean, I get it. And I get Zeke. He wants to get his money now.
Hey, I get it. Get your bags. Why would you pay him though?
Why
I mean,
you
Jerry
pay him?
Got the money.
Because you think running backs are a dime a dozen and you think Tony Pollard can maybe do 75% of what Zeke does?
Oh, we all know that's not true. That's not even close. That's not
what he can do.
Hey, they ain't going to win no ball games with Dak out there throwing 1.26 touchdowns per game, man. I'm telling y'all right now, man. Dude had like four games where he didn't throw a touchdown pass, man.
Hey, man, that's a $30 million quarterback, man. I'll be talking about him like that, man.
35.
I heard 33, 34, so we're going to see.
That's what the problem is then. They need to take half of his
shit.
They
got to get them bags down.
They need to give half his shit to Zeke.
They ain't even talked about Cooper yet. Cooper got to get his bags too.
Yeah, man, it's a mess, and they only got 11 days until the first game.
I mean,
he'll get done.
What are we doing?
Yeah, hey, and please, listeners, please be sure I'm going to hold Hollywood accountable for his bet.
I got 2 weeks. Right,
I feel like
weeks.
You kind of worked me though, because I feel like you were pretty confident that it was going to be week one, and I let you go all the way to week two.
Yeah,
but it's okay. It's okay.
No, I'm gonna get my money. Let's be clear. Week three, he plays week three. He has through week two.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay. I got you. All right. But see how I jumped out of my line and did a little bit of business there.
Hey, but you've seen the storyline before, though, man. You've seen the storyline where these cats they sit out of camp, they haven't had any contact. You know, they haven't been in football drills. I'm sure he's been working out. You know, but he ain't taking no hits. He's gonna rush back, try to be ready for week three, and then bam, something's gonna happen. They got that turf down there in Dallas, Jerry's world.
You said soft tissue.
Soft tissue injury.
AB gonna get the soft tissue injury. That's
man. Yeah, man. So we gonna see how it. You know, we gonna see how it all plays out, man. But you know.
Uh-oh.
This
is my favorite part of the show, man.
Hey, you see how he just hit us with it?
He went straight to it,
didn't he? Snuck up on us this time.
He snuck it in.
Quincy Jones. The hook.
Hey.
I feel like that's a cowbell, bro. Is that a cowbell?
It might be, bro.
It might be.
I'm sure we can find out. We can find out.
Hey, we can find out, man. We can find out.
Anything on the internet.
Welcome to Buffoonery Boulevard for our new listeners. This is the part of the show where we point out buffoonery. I'm going to need some help from the unit tonight on some of these. This first one, I think I got a good handle on it. Man, I like Shaq Diesel, man. Why Kobe doing like that, man? Why Kobe doing like that, man? Kobe always talking trash, so Shaq comes back. Shaq fires back and says, you would have won 12 championships if you knew how to pass the ball. Are these two dudes, man,
it.
Are they ever going to make up?
Because Kobe said, I would have won 12 championships if Shaq wasn't so lazy, is what he said.
Yeah.
If he would have had my work ethic.
Yeah.
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 And it was an interview, so it was an on-stage interview with Kobe, and he said that. And really, I mean, it was just conversation. And you saw Kobe's response. He was like, you know, I've told Shaq this to his face. Like, they've had this conversation.
He said Shaq would admit to this, is what he said, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're relitigating this, you know, again and again. But it was funny.
it was funny
the way he said it, though, man.
Yeah. And then Shaq, then I think, if I'm not mistaken, he made a tweet against Dwight Howard. He tweeted something about Dwight Howard, didn't he?
And spelled his name wrong. Yeah. He said, I read your tweet and I thought you was talking about Dwight and spelled it D-W-I-T-E. I said, damn, man.
Dwight Howard gets no love, man.
Yeah, Dwight gets no love in L.A., man. You're going to see.
Oh, man. We're going to see what happens with that. Hey, next up on Buffoonery Boulevard. This is kind of odd, man. And hey, OJ, I don't want no trouble, man. I don't want no trouble, dog.
USC don't either.
USC recognizing OJ Simpson's Heisman jersey, but not Reggie Bush's. USC is recognizing its Heisman Trophy winners with a display of jerseys for Saturday's season opener against Fresno State. Reggie Bush did not make the cut, but O.J. Simpson did.
Well, for the record, Reggie Bush does not have a Heisman.
Hey, all I'm going to say, man, USC didn't want that smoke.
Hey, that's too big a risk.
You know what I just thought to myself? I said, Reggie Bush don't have a Heisman. He had to give us back.
Yeah.
But I don't think O.J. got his either, does he?
Yeah.
What can I say? Did you go to jail for stealing a picture of you?
USC been reading them comments on Twitter, man. They know. Oh, yeah. Man. OJ don't mess around, man.
I was reading those.
Hey, OJ, we just playing, man. Them just jokes.
You'll get that knife emoji in your DM.
Yeah.
Them comments, man. Them comments are classic, man. People don't care.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dude's closing in on 1 million followers on Twitter, man. And he's not verified.
Can we get an update? What is he at? I've been following him.
Not
I know Stinger got the update.
I've been following him. The tweet he said about Andrew Luck.
Last week. He's probably over 900K.
While we're on Stinger on Twitter, like, just know that if it happened on Twitter, Stinger knows. Like, he sends us stuff in the group text, and I'm like, who are you following to get this stuff? I don't even know, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. How many?
886,500 followers.
Oh, man. It's just a matter of time now.
Football season ain't even started good.
Ain't even started good. And he's following 18 people.
Man, I followed 18 people yesterday.
18. He's only following 18 people.
And no blue check.
No blue check.
Not verified.
Hey, Twitter better come with that blue check. Hey. You don't want that smoke.
The knife emoji.
Hey, what's your boy's name that runs Twitter? his name? I can't think of his name.
I don't know. He better look out for these knife emojis. Yeah,
he better be ready. Hey, last but not least, man, I'm in Kansas City, man. And I don't know, Jalen Ramsey. So basically, he came out. He was on the podium, man, giving an interview, and you know they released it saying that he would be shadowing Tyreek Hill week one. And he was like, Jalen Ramsey was like, let's be clear, Tyreek Hill made the Pro Bowl twice as a specialist. Like, he's basically not respecting Tyreek Hill right now, dog.
Hey,
like,
that's Ramsey, though, man.
He football season him, started.
You got to have an ego back there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think Tyreek Hill will dust him draws.
That's too much speed not to respect. That's too much speed.
But these cornerbacks, man, they you got to be like that.
You got to.
I mean, he did show up to camp in a Brinks truck. So yeah, with Ha Ha Davis making announcements,
yes.
the dude is probably you know, he's just trying to chop it up a little bit, make it a little exciting for the fans. But
yes,
I still think Tyreek Hill gonna cook that ass at least once.
He's gonna get him. Andy Reid gonna design something nice. He gonna get him.
All right. Well, that brings our Buffoonery Boulevard to a close, man.
We're going to move on to college football. We got Miami and Florida played. I mean, do y'all want me to give y'all my take first, or do y'all want to go first?
You go ahead,
I want to open up.
I don't care.
I mean, this was the sloppiest game. And keep in mind, like, I understand it's the first game of the season, right? It's going to be a little sloppy. There were like 11 sacks, 20 tackles for loss total. I mean, just it was awful. It was an awful game. Terrible. The ball was put on the ground like 9 times. Like, who's doing ball safety drills out there? Like, what's going on? I'm just like, and Dan Mullen, you know, bless his heart. I mean, Florida had a great plan. They're just like, we got a red shirt freshman quarterback who's taken, you know, one snap in the previous year. We're just gonna blitz him every down. I mean, I bet you if you did their breakdown, they were probably 70% blitz.
Oh yeah,
they were bringing at least one person extra after the quarterback each time.
Yeah, they brought the heat. I like anybody. Honestly, that was a game that should have probably ended in a tie. Neither one of them deserved to win that game. It was so bad.
Then you got Felipe Franks on the sideline talking about I do this.
This I'm is like, what
you
I do
what? You throw a pick with 4 minutes left to get the other team back in the game?
Yeah. Like, that dude was 17 for 27, 250 yards, 2 picks, 2 interceptions. Yeah, that's a Trent Dilfer day, bro.
Yeah. Bro. If Florida thinks they're going to beat Georgia looking like that, I don't even know what Georgia looks like, but I know they look way better than that.
They don't look like that.
What's the coach's name at Florida again?
Dan Mullen.
Why? They love this dude. Why do they like this guy so much, man? I'm not really sold on him. But at the end, he was like, yeah, we got some things to work on. We got the win. Some things? Well, fuck y'all need to start camp over. Bro, that was some of the worst football I've seen for opening game, man. It was just like, it was brutal, bro. I couldn't even watch it.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it. It was bad. And guys are talking shit.
And y'all now, hey, Hollywood is being authentic in his take because I literally talked to him at the end of the game. He was upset. I was like, bro, it's week zero. He was upset. He was genuinely upset.
Yeah, so. Pisses me off, man. Like, just like, you've been training for this shit since last year, bro. You knew this was your first game.
You knew this was on the schedule.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like,
but back to your point real quick. I don't mean to cut you off, Stinger, but back to your point real quick. I don't know what the love affair is with Dan Mullins. Like, he was at Mississippi State for like 8 years. The guy didn't win any. I mean, he didn't win anything.
No,
I don't think so.
And they're like, oh, he, you know,
no, he did not.
He had some good teams in Mississippi State, but they didn't. Hey, man.
Oh, he coached Dak.
He had Dak, bro.
Oh my gosh!
Stop hating on Dak, man.
Man, Dak is
bro.
Trash.
There were. Look, I get it. It's the first game, right? I get it. There were 23 penalties for 220 yards. I get it. It's the first game. I get it. But for the love of God. That is absurd. Like, I couldn't watch. I don't know, man. That game was. I hope Saturday's better.
It's got to be better.
Tomorrow. We got a game tomorrow.
Yeah.
It
was a real letdown because I really like what they're doing with these week zero, you know, the week zero games where there's a marquee game, you know. So you're thinking Miami, Florida. Oh, we got a good one. Boy, that was terrible. That was terrible to watch.
It comes down to the coaching, because I can tell you this. Alabama plays in that game, you're going to see Alabama. They make a few mistakes, but you're going to see them.
They're not living that. Yeah.
And you expect a few mistakes. You expect mistakes, but, man, it was like, I'm like, ooh, Miami just got the ball back. They might score. Oh, no, they just fumbled.
Yeah.
Oh, French just threw a pick. Oh, Miami got. Man, it was
Florida was what, -3 in the turnover? Turnover department and got away with the dub.
Yes.
I mean, it was just bad football all around.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, they got a lot of things working. Dan's gonna figure it out, I guess. Yeah.
Hey, man.
So right after that game, they had a documentary. Did you guys catch this documentary yet?
I did.
No, I want to see that. I recorded it.
Yeah.
So it was 150 years of college football, man. Great history, you know, talked about Newt Rockne. You had Urban Meyer on there talking, and, you know, it just went, it really started from like ground zero to how college football got started. One of the most interesting facts that I found in this documentary is, you know, the effects of integration, right, on historically black colleges, right? Because right. back in those days, in the 50s and 60s, black players weren't allowed to play at Alabama, right?
Right, right.
So basically what started happening was all these black players went and started playing at these larger schools, right? And then all of a sudden it was this flood of black players that ended up, right? I think over a three-year span, I think 1 year, Bear Bryant had one black player on his team. And then over the next 3 years, his roster was like 43% black. Right. Or something like that. I can't remember the stat, but just crazy. Like it just happened so quick and it kind of left, you know, your HBCUs, behind, but you still had like, and it was funny because they showed like Jerry Rice. Right. Oh, and we all think about Jerry Rice and we're like, he's the greatest receiver of all time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
But he went to he went to Mississippi Valley State.
Yep.
Right. Because they knew that they weren't allowed to, you know, they weren't allowed to play at the big, big colleges. So, yeah, man, I just found that really interesting. I hope y'all get a chance, and I hope our listeners get a chance to check that out if you really like history. And that was just one of the more glaring points that I thought was interesting as, you know, college football transitioned from the 50s, 60s, 70s into the 80s. But there's a lot of other good history in that documentary. So I'd encourage y'all to check it out. So is this – who's this? This is Tony – is it Tony Harris? Tony Harris.
Yeah, Tony Harris.
So she's going to be the first female college football player that is a position player, right? Because I think they've had kickers and punters and kickers. Things like that. But is it Central Methodist in Missouri?
Yeah, Central Methodist. And if you remember back to the Super Bowl, there was a commercial Toyota did. It was a 60-second commercial, and it showed her kind of working out. You know, in the gym, you know, on the field, saying she didn't have a scholarship. So it kind of introduced her. So that's where her story came about. She's got a pretty interesting story. I think she's got some, she ended up having a scholarship offer, to Central Methodist. But if you look at her history, so she didn't play varsity football. She ended up going to a junior college where she played, sparingly. And then, you know, she kept grinding and grinding and finally had an opportunity to play at Central Methodist. And, you know, I think it's an interesting story. I mean, you know, they said the thing now is they got to see her make a tackle, you know. Yeah. And to me, there's some, you know, I think it brings some levity to the situation. At the end of the day, I mean, is she really going to be, a position player that can go out and contribute on the football field? I find it hard to believe, man. You know, like I said, I think it's a feel-good story, but, you know, if she was my daughter, I wouldn't have her out there playing football. You know,
well, I already had to say no once, so I don't want to have to do it again. Hopefully, I already had to say no, but I know she's a little older, too, right? So I want to say she's like 23, 24.
Yeah, she's 24.
So she's a little bit older. It's funny because it's like, it is a cool story. It is neat. But there's one thing I honestly tell my daughter, there are things that you can't control in life, and genetics are something you can't control, right? And I think it's a tough sport to play, and it's tough for a female's body in a lot of cases to be able to handle that kind of beating. But if she can do it, I'll watch her all day. I'll watch her. I mean, I'd pay to watch her play, especially if she's going to play. But is she going to play, or is she just there as a spectacle? So,
yeah. Yeah, we'll see how that all plans out, man. That's one of those stories that in a few weeks I'll check back in and see how things are going, right? You know, see if anybody's still talking about it. Quick update in junior college football, man. You guys know, so this little tidbit came in from Kelly Sayanajad. He's our old coaching buddy of mine. But, so apparently in the junior college ranks, they're going so currently they have unlimited out-of-staters, right? But now they're going to go to 55 out-of-staters So like you're, I mean, I don't know.
I don't understand the difference. I don't understand.
I don't understand the difference either. Right. Yeah. Cause I don't even know. I think, what are those rosters, Hollywood? Are they, what are they like?
255?
Well, I mean, who are on the team, right? But the actual roster itself, right? I don't think they keep more than 60.
No, I don't think so.
It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out, right? Because there's a huge concern, right? Especially like in the Jayhawk Conference, you got the state of Kansas right here, where you know in-state kids, you know, typically can go to junior college, play a couple of years, and then go out to a Division I or Division I-A and get a better scholarship, right, at a four-year school. And now it seems like all the out-of-staters are taking that away. I don't know, though. It seems like it's somewhat discriminatory, right? If you're not allowing certain players to play in your conference, or only a certain number of players to play in your conference. So we'll see how that plays out, man. But right now it's unlimited, and I know there's several teams in the Jayhawk Conference that is hurting right now. So we'll see how that plays out, man.
I think a lot of the in-state like fans. That'll bother some of them because they want their kids to be able to play, right? Too, I think that's
right.
What junior colleges were designed for kids that couldn't play in the big schools, but they could play locally, you know. And I think
or didn't make the grade.
Yeah. But hey, everything's about winning, right?
Yeah, so, man. This is college football, man. This is right. I mean, it's almost like a participation. Like we want everybody to play, man. Like you know what I mean? If you could play, you could play. That's right. Whether you're from Kansas or whether you're from Florida. I mean, that's what it should come down to.
I don't know.
I agree. Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Hey, your boy Mike Leach is back in the news, man.
Love it.
So, man. I love Mike Leach. I follow him on Twitter, too, by the way.
Yeah, he's a good follow, man. He says some interesting things. So someone had mentioned... You know, hey, what is this the craziest thing that's happened in sports? You know, Andrew Luck retiring, right? And then somebody tweeted back, some journalist tweeted back and said, it could be either this or the time they fired Mike Leach for, cause or whatever, and ended up not actually paying him, and the case wasn't substantiated, right? The allegations weren't substantiated. So, apparently Texas Tech still owes Mike Leach $1.6 million.
Get that, man.
They also owe him $800,000 for a retention bonus.
Give him his money. He said Texas Tech has to pay.
Man, people are just holding on to the bags now, right? Get the bags up, man.
Hey, man. Give up the bags. And you know, and the funny thing, you know, Leach, he's an attorney, right?
Yep.
So he knows the law. He's going to get his bags. I can guarantee you that. Somebody's going to get to the bottom of it.
And this was back in 2009, and he was quoted in an article like 2 years ago saying, hey, this is why we're not going to court, because they know they don't want to go to court, because they know what will happen if we go to court.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Texas Tech is doing, and I don't know what the statute of limitations is on stuff like that. I'm not a lawyer, but I don't know.
That whole thing with him getting fired was that was pretty soft, man.
Well, look at him now, man. Look at Texas Tech and where they're at now versus where they were at when Leach was there, man.
Hey, like, man, they put a coach in the NFL, bro.
Oh, my God. Please no.
Stepping stone to a head Cliff NFL job.
Kingsbury, baby. Leading the way in Arizona.
How closely are you going to be watching that, Hollywood?
Well, I did draft Kyler Murray, so I will be watching for Kyler's purposes.
You drafted Kyler Murray?
Yeah, he was my backup quarterback.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, yeah. You guys weren't there? You didn't see it?
No, I wasn't watching, man. I don't look at quarterbacks taken in the 13th round.
I got Drew Brees is my starter, so I'm good. I used Kyler for a week, man. I'm straight. Cliff's going to get it going, baby. Texas Tech.
Well, he better.
Stop.
Unfucking believable, Cliff Kingsbury. I will never get over that. There's two things I won't get over in my life. That and how Notre Dame did Willingham. I'll never root for Notre Dame ever again.
Ooh.
Man.
Sorry, I know that's another conversation. Yeah. But those two things in football I'll probably never just understand or get over. Yeah.
Yeah, they did him dirty.
I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong to say, but I hope touchdown Jesus falls over.
Well, all right. Let's move on.
Falls over.
Says that, man.
Oh, man.
Hollywood says
that. It's not the actual real Jesus, y'all. Calm down. Calm down.
Hey, so listen. Royals owner, Glass. This guy's 84 years old. They're apparently he's looking to sell the Royals. The Royals are officially mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. They've been on a downward trend the last 2 years. I guess Glass is just like, hey man, I'm gonna cash out, right?
Yeah. He's about to get paid.
They're saying that the Royals are worth $1 billion.
Oh yeah. Wow, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he bought them for $96 million.
Sell.
He bought them for $96 million.
Sell. Yeah. But what do you do when you're 84 and you got the bag?
You set your family up for generations.
Man, that's a generational wealth.
I get that. I get that. But I'm talking about how do you spend your time? What do you do? Let me reframe the question for you, man. Like, what do you do? You wake up. What time do you wake up?
Whenever you want.
These guys
Sterling.
Have a different kind of lifestyle than we have. They're doing things that we don't even think about doing. Okay, there's stuff that they probably do that we don't even think about. You know what I mean? Like, you know what? I think I'll go to Cabo today with Ezekiel. You know what I mean? Like, they just wake up and they just go. You know, so it's like, I'll just do whatever. Yeah. Hey, honey, you want to fly to Phoenix, play golf, and come back? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they just do shit that we don't even think of, bro. That we don't think of doing. But
they got those billionaire spots that, like, you know, normal folks like us, like, we don't even know about. Like, they're out there. But we just don't know where they're at.
We can't.
You know?
Right.
We can't go there.
Secret location.
We don't know the password.
You don't know the password.
Hey, man. So, real quick, last topic, man. We're going to touch on this DeMarcus Boogie Cousins situation. So, apparently, Boogie was on the phone with the mother of his child. And he was like, I'm going to ask you one more time. Can I please bring my son to my own wedding? She said, no. Then he proceeded to say, I'm going to put a bullet in your head. Or something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the quote right here with me. Yeah, one, probably shouldn't have said that. It's probably not a good look.
No.
No. Yeah. But here's the deal, though. No, I'm gonna throw it to you. I'm sorry. Here's the deal, though. Who is recording these phone calls,
bro? Like, what is going on? Like,
hey,
like, what's going on? Like, look, man, I got a problem with it, man.
Hold on a second. Sandman's talking.
You're right. Because I agree with you, man. Where are we to be recording these? Are you standing there? Are there a lot of people? Are we using, like, all I think of is a little cone thing that people used to hear, cops used to have, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to listen.
No.
And they got the, what are we doing?
Here's how you know it's fucked up, okay? It's because when he said that, right before he said what he said, and he asked her, said, I'm going to ask you one more time, can I please take my son, or can my son please go to my wedding? The way that she responded was so calm and collective and cool, because she knew she was recording it. She knew she was recording it, so she's like, I can't get outrageous. I have to stay calm and cool on the phone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I hate, man. I don't understand, man.
But come on, man. I'm not letting this dude off the hook for that.
Come on, man.
You gotta shoot him in the It's head, the man. Age of social media. Everything is recorded on the phone, from videos to whatever. So they're recording phone calls. But this dude, like, he can't say that. I mean,
people are going to start. They're going to stop talking to each other. People are really going to stop talking to each other.
Yeah. Really?
That's true. When was the call recorded, though? I don't know. That.
And isn't it odd that the only piece that we got was the bad stuff that DeMarcus said?
Yeah,
right?
Man. Like, I get it. What he said is wrong, but come on, man. Like Dave Chappelle said the other night, or if you guys, well, I don't want to share too much. But he said he kind of is a, what did he call himself?
Just so y'all know, before Hollywood says what he says, he has a part-time job of spoiling shows.
I do. Because you guys are always so late watching shit.
But, I mean, he came out. I want to enjoy it on a Friday night.
Okay, my bad.
I watched it on Tuesday.
Well, he said sometimes.
I want to sit back and laugh and not have to worry about getting up to go to work the next day.
Oh, he just said he sometimes he's a victim pleaser, right? Like he sometimes pulls for the victim. Like, well, you know, and I won't go into too much of it, but. You know, he made some comments, and it's kind of like what we do to our kids. Like, I do to my daughter. Like, when the teacher say, hey, she did this, she did that, I'd be like, what did the other kid do? Right? So that's why I'm with this call, man. Like, where's the rest of the call?
What is she doing? If there was more, Boogie would have said it. Boogie would have said it. He would
play the rest, man.
Play the rest.
Boogie's
of the
had
call.
A rough 2 years, bro. Boogie's had a rough 2 years.
I figure Boogie just snapped, man. He had enough.
I think he did. That's why I'm asking when it happened, because he just tore his ACL, man.
I would, like, yeah, is his leg up while he's having this conversation?
But they, I feel the like thing is, like, they had agreed upon the kid coming to the wedding.
Yeah.
That was part of it. They had already agreed that he was going to come to the wedding.
So it was a major setup. He should have known that.
And she was so cool.
He should have walked in there with tape over his mouth.
Yeah, it was all a setup.
She should have said, no.
Listen, I'm not going to go into detail, but I've handled these sorts of situations in the past.
Yeah, experience.
I would love nothing more than to be an advisor. My fees will be low. They will be so low. I can coach you, advise you, walk you through these situations, help you out. Give me a call. Look me up, Viper. Hit me in the DMs if you need help.
You out there, Fun Boogie? You out there, Boogie?
You can't. I'm here for you, Boogie. But you can't. You can't. You can't say that. You can't say that. You can't say that. You're gonna end up on TMZ. This is where we found the story. You can't say that.
Yeah, and right? How did they become so big? Like, I remember, like 5-10 years ago, like nobody knew where they were. They started breaking stories and shit. Now they are. They are out there in everything, bro. Like,
bro.
Honestly, bro, I don't even know how to record a call while I'm on the call.
That's what. Get out of my head. I was about to say the same thing.
They have apps for that, bro. They have apps.
Yeah, I need the logistics for all of this. Like, I don't understand how it works.
They just have apps. You just buy the app, man. And then there's like 20 apps out there, I bet.
You better off text messaging.
No. You can't do nothing. You can't even do face-to-face conversation.
No, face-to-face, man. Somebody, listen. I don't think Boogie Cousins is in the same.
Can you Snapchat?
I don't put Boogie Cousins and Tyreek Hill in the same, like, bucket, right?
No.
Like, Tyreek is crazy. He crazy. He crazy. For real crazy. Like, I coach some knuckleheads. He's crazy, right?
Hey, man. It's because he's darker, dog.
No, that's not it. No, that's not it, bro. That's not it. Hey, you want to talk about light skin, dark skin? Chris Brown? Chris Brown crazy. He light skin. He crazy. Come on, man. Stop.
I'm thinking about Dave Chappelle, but I'm not going to say it. Y'all got to watch Dave Chappelle, man. It's y'all fault for not watching. It's not my fault. It's y'all fault because y'all haven't watched it yet. It's not my fault.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, real talk, though. Catch up on that Dave Chappelle, man.
I'm on it.
You should go watch it now.
I told you I'm waiting. I'm saving it. I'm going to get home Friday night about 8:15, 8:30, and that's what I'm going to be doing.
No, you're not.
You got that on the calendar, bro?
It's on the calendar, man. I got to plan these things out, man. I don't want to be interrupted. The kids will be asleep. You know, I don't want to laugh and then go have to pause it and go get the kids.
But they're going to wake up because you're going to be laughing so hard.
Man.
You're going to be laughing so hard, bro, you might wake them up.
No, I want to be downstairs. I want to watch on the big screen. I want to feel like I'm there.
Is it that good, Hollywood?
It's the best one, bro. I think it's his best one. I think.
Man, it's pretty good.
Chappelle show, this is the best one.
Other than what?
I can't wait.
Other than just the regular old Chappelle show, this is his best stand-up, bro. Like, Dave Chappelle.
Dave.
I should have just... Man.
Hey, I got two words for you. Juicy Smollett.
He called him a Frenchman.
That's all I was saying.
He said the Frenchman.
I'm not trying to get you.
Look, man, y'all better have watched this by next week because this is going to be on the dock.
Spoiler alert. Hey, my headphones are going off. I'm taking the headphones off.
Y'all better watch it because this is on the docket next week. Dave Chappelle's on the docket for next week.
We're putting it on the docket. It's going on. It's going on. We're going to have a quiz and everything.
Yeah, y'all going to learn about the alphabet people and everything, man.
That is going to bring our show to the closing shots. What y'all got for me, man? Stinger, what you got?
Oh, man. You know, you guys got me hyped, man. I'm going to refrain, though. I'm going to refrain. Like I said, I got my Dave Chappelle on the calendar for Friday night, so I'm looking forward to that.
Calendar.
You know, I enjoyed the show. I'm going to go tighten up my fantasy league, you know, football team, the Stinger Bees. And then, man, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it tonight, man.
Yeah, good. Sandman, what you got for me?
Man, you know, man, I'm excited, man, about the draft, too, man, you know. I tell you what I am going to do, though. I'm going to go ahead and get on that Dave Chappelle as soon as we get off of here. And we'll be texting about it in the unit tomorrow. Understand me?
Yeah, I feel like I shouldn't have to hold off, man, and talking about it. Cause
I'm blocking all messages. I'm hiding it.
Are you going to mute the unit, bro?
I'm muting.
You going to mute the unit? All right.
Isn't that a violation?
You can't do that. That's charges. Charges.
For those of you who don't know, that's what happened. Yo. So I'm chilling out watching the U.S. Open right now, man. Serena's trying to come back. She lost first set, but she's up on the second set, probably about to win it. But always rooting for Serena, man. I wanted her to get this 24th major, man. Put her above everybody. But other than that, man, I'm ready for this fantasy league, man. I don't know what you guys are talking about. You got to go adjust your fantasy league. I can just move people around, bro. Either they're playing that
week or
not.
That's an adjustment, right?
Hey, man, listen, this guy.
Can I worry about my team?
Exactly. Just let him say whatever, because that's kind of what he does, right? Just let him Terrell Owens you to death. Say whatever. Do whatever.
Stinger. And then Stinger, you know what I told him earlier, Stinger? You know what I told him earlier, Stinger? Hey.
What's that?
How you going to be successful if you worried about my success?
Preach.
But you know what I told him, Viper? I said Bill Belichick would worry about his enemies too. Matter of fact, he'd actually record them.
He's recording them. Hey, man. I ain't got a lot, man, on these closing shots, man. Hey, this calorie counting thing, man, it's something else, man. How you deal with it? It's something else, man.
Are you back on that?
Man, I'm back on the calories, bro.
The two brownies a day, bro.
I'm off that keto, bro. I'm going to count my calories, man. But, hey, quick gym update. I have not been to the gym this week yet. And it's Wednesday.
It's only hump day, bro.
If I don't go tomorrow, if it gets to Friday, then you can't start. You can't start on Friday.
You can't start on Thursday.
No, you can't. So you probably should just wait till Monday.
You just start on Monday, man.
Yeah. You need to set your workout for Monday. Know what you're going to do now.
Give you time to plan it out.
Oh man, that's too funny.
That's gonna bring our show to a close. Thank you so much for listening. Joey, cue the music, man. We appreciate all that you do with Sans Serif Productions in the background, keeping us up and up on the ones and twos. Listeners, please be sure to email us your questions and topic suggestions at theunitpodcast@gmail.com. We've had a lot of them come in over the last few weeks, man. We appreciate it. All you that have been emailing, DMing me on Instagram, keep them coming, man. I love it. Try to work everything into the show. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @unit_podcast, Facebook, Roll Call Sports Podcast, and then Instagram on the Roll Call Sports Podcast, man. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Be on the lookout next week for another episode. Until then, thank you for listening. God bless.
Peace out.